Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for High Plains Outdoors this week. This is the time we take a little break and we get a chance to talk about the outdoors. I want to give you an update about a fishing trip that I had this past week up on beautiful Lake Texoma. We've been talking a lot of hunting here lately, but I know a lot of the folks up in Kansas and, you know, throughout Oklahoma and eastern Colorado, and definitely up in the Texas Panhandle, they love to come to Lake Texoma and catch stripers. Well, I fished up there with my buddy Bill Carey. A lot of you from the regions I just mentioned have fished with Bill through the years. He's been in business 38 years up there. Striper Express. You can go to striperexpress.com and check him out. But we caught a bunch of stripers, and we caught stripers on a bluebird day. In other words, it was one of those days recently in a wintertime day when the sun was shining. It got up to 70 degrees in the afternoon. There was no wind. It was a day that humans love, but a day that stripers do not normally actively feed, and they weren't actively feeding. It was finesse fishing. We were using these horsehead jigs. They were called Hyper Striper, I think, horsehead jigs by Jewel Bates. We were using those, working them really, really slow. And I would start cranking that reel handle, what I thought was slow, and Bill would tell me to slow down even more. So that was the ticket. We were using worm trailers, white worm trailer on those baits. And the stripers weren't actively chasing shad. In other words, it's not like you go out and look and, you know, there's gulls swarming and diving to the surface. No, these fish were, they're by and large, were hanging close to bottom. But when that big old tasty looking bait came by, they would nail it. And a lot of times, you know, I was expecting some subtle bites, but most of the stripers that I caught, they were over 20 inches, you know, some bigger stripers. But most of them, I mean, you'd feel, a lot of times you'd feel them whack that bait. And I think in striper lingo, they were trying to kill that shad. And then there'd be a little bit of a slack line. Then they would be on it. They'd grab it. And many of them actually, when they supposedly should be on a subtle bite, were actually setting the hook themselves. So we kept bragging on the weather, and Bill Carey, he kept saying, he'd whisper to me, say, yeah, well, I wish it was good striper weather. So the gulls weren't diving the surface chasing bait. The stripers weren't. It wasn't as simple as just getting a bait in the water. But the benefit of fishing with a guide service like Striper Express is this. You have the option of, I mean, you're there with a team of guides. Several boats go out every day. They know what the striper pattern is on a day-to-day basis. If they don't know when they head out, one of them will find it, and then they'll tell the other, say, hey, we're holding on humps or ridges or whatever. But the stripers, we had our best success fishing close to creek channels, deep creek channels, sometimes 50 foot deep, and back in coves, little secondary points off these coves during the warm part of the day. We didn't start fishing, and Bill doesn't start his winter trips until 10:30 in the morning. Stripers bite all day, you know, but it gives the sun a chance to get up and kind of warm the people up a little bit, makes for much more comfortable fishing. But We caught them back in these coves quite a bit in the morning, you know, and then that stopped. And then we started fishing out in the open water, humps and ridges adjacent to creek channel. And we switched over to slabs and bouncing them right on the bottom within a couple, 3 feet of bottom. And that's how we kind of wrapped the day up. We caught quite a few stripers on the slab bite, but the fish had pulled out of those coves, you know, and went back out into the main part of the lake. Folks, we're out of time. Do remember catfishradio.org. You can go there and learn more about what I do, and I know a lot of you do. I get a lot of emails through there. Have a happy new year, Merry Christmas, and I look forward to being back here with you this same time next week. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, the first production big bore air gun on the market, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all of my day and night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.